We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. And welcome to High Out Health here on CannabisRadio.com. Really appreciate all of you joining us. So my next guest, now she is a registered nurse, passionate advocate for cannabis wellness and health equity in disadvantaged communities. With personal experience using cannabis to manage anxiety and eczema, she runs two businesses promoting holistic wellness and is working on her first book to eliminate stigma around cannabis use. Speaker and program liaison. As well, she educates others on the benefits of cannabis for overall health and wellness, is a member of various healthcare organizations, also has her own weekly YouTube show focused on wellness interviews. And with that said, let me go ahead and welcome the esteemed cannabis nurse, wellness advisor, and educator, Toni, here on the program. Yes, by one name, just like Charles, just like Beyonce, just like, you know, pick your Madonna, that's how it is.
How it is. We got to start our own one name trend. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So be here.
And the program, by the way, is Wellness with Toni. You can find that on the YouTube channel and go find all past episodes there. So, Toni, you know, we're very familiar with the areas of someone who's a cannabis nurse that's very compassionate and helps in the area. You know, your various letters associated to your name, MSN, RN, CDT. And one of the things I want to bring up, first of all, is that you are going to be speaking at the Black Cannabis Expo in Chicago. So I didn't get a chance to go see what you'll be speaking on, but what can you go and tell me about what is being featured there and how you're being featured at that event?
Sure can. Thank you. So at the Black Cannabis Conference Expo next week, I am actually speaking on cannabis wellness from a standpoint of embracing wellness into the industry. This is a B2B event, you know, business-to-business conference. So it's really important that the industry, no matter where you reside here, we all begin to honestly embrace cannabis as wellness, helping to redefine the stigma that is associated with it. Because at the end, we have a bunch of end users who are not necessarily medicinal users, that they're adult users and they're using for other ailments, arthritis, sleep, pain, and their own anxiety, not utilizing it from a medical standpoint or with the medical card for many reasons. And I can get into that later, but that's what the focus of my presentation is really defining cannabis wellness, expressing how important it is for the industry, those of us working in this industry, move into this new frontier, which is cannabis wellness. You hear the whole Delta 8 is going to remain legal. I feel like we need to reach back into hemp CBD and begin to lead from there to introduce cannabis wellness into our end users, really providing education and resources that are not temporary, but they are sustainable to the user, sustainable to the business. Because as a user, I have no loyalty to any dispensary right now, because what I need, I'm not getting in its totality. So I continue to dispensary hop. With the knowledge that I have, thankfully, I am a nurse, so I do know of the human body and how to assess myself. But unfortunately, there's not many of me out there utilizing the plant. Many are not utilizing it for the reasons that they really could benefit from.
So as many people in Cannabis Radio, we know we've had our share of some really wonderful, esteemed, compassionate cannabis nurses here that have been featured here on the network, one of our programs we had for quite a while. And one of the things that will really help for practitioners like yourself to be able to, again, give more opportunities and more access to cannabis and just to really be able to educate those on the benefits is the amount of research that's being made available. So now we know the DEA is rescheduling cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. We haven't had a chance to talk much about the
advantages in the research realm that's going to be made for that. Is there anything you've learned about in terms of, you know, what you see in the horizon for cannabis research now once that DEA distinction is finalized?
Well, yes, of course, that's going to open up many opportunities for thorough evidence-supported research to be done. And it is going to begin to just, it's like a gas pedal. You're just going to hit it and we're going to take off. And the great thing about that, lots of research is going to come out, right? Lots of ways to utilize cannabinoids and other plant medicines. My concern with that is it's great, but I really don't want us to lose the basic wellness piece. Because when we go into research, it is going to be supportive of wellness, but it is going to be focused on the medical. There are folks out there, self-included again. I am a target market. I am the right. Average business's target market consumer. And I'm not utilizing cannabis for a chronic disease such as like I'm not thankfully I don't have cancer or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or something where multiple sclerosis where we are really truly seeing the benefits of medical cannabis. I use it for my eczema, which I can go to the store and buy topical steroids or I can get a prescription. But before I do those, I stop and use the cannabinoid plant, right? My concern and also my hope with research being able to be done that we are addressing it the whole pie, not just half. Because right now in this space, when you say medical and then you say adult use, those are two different things. They really are, you know, and you'll get arguments on either side that they're not, but they are. Because most people with medical cards, they obtain those medical cards because they were suffering from some type of disease or illness. And when medical cannabis became available, that's the path that they sought. There are many others with like sleep and anxiety and pain who have used cannabis in the past, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s. They know that it helps them, but they're not quite sure if they're using the right thing, but they do not want prescribed medications. This population of folks are the ones that we really need to lay eyes on as we move into research being able to begin, and as we move into rescheduling or descheduling, whatever is going to happen there. The wellness piece of this needs to be at the forefront.
Well, and there's a couple of things I want to go ahead and unpack from what you just said. So adopting from medical to adult would be the course that I'd like to see more people are going to go into that when it comes to what the market allows. Because if there's more states allow adult use, you'd like to be able to know that they've gone through the medical marijuana program, they've gotten their card, they've gone through and actually had been prescribed and have been medicated in that sense before they move along into a more of a recreational or adult use sense. I always felt like it was kind of like the course of how to go and bring yourself into the full fold of cannabis if you're going to do that. The second part is the number of normalities that I'd love to see more research on when it comes to, you know, Alzheimer's or dementia or cancer and all these various larger normalities that we want to really see a significant change for and see if anything from the research really gives us much more promise. And, you know, we'll force big pharma and force, you know, medical companies to say, hey, you know what, we need to do something more about it. We can't be dismissing or ostracizing cannabis so much as being done in the past. The other thing, too, is that for various issues that you already understand yourself, because, you know, it's one of those things where the most passionate about cannabis are those that have used it themselves and found a way to bring themselves into it. And not only that, you want to educate, you want to actually provide products as a result as well. So you're going through the full entrepreneurial route and realizing from your own passion, you can create something that's really just an amazing, bring more eyes open to the opportunities that cannabis brings and also make it a very profitable living for yourself. So you used it as a treatment for anxiety and eczema. So one of the things I want to ask about is with eczema, all right, it's a lot of skin treatments you can try to find. And I mean, it's really interesting how people will use it for muscle pain and how much, cannabis being used as a salve or any kind of a topical, an application and how effective it is. Talk to me about that part in terms of helping those that, you know, for enough stories I've heard about first person account that have told me how much cannabis or CBD have helped them, or any, you know, phytocannabinoids that are in that same sense, CBN, CBG, and what they've done to help them out in terms of the everyday issues that somebody might have, whether it is pain or stiffness or, you know, who knows, sleeping issues, all those kind of things, everyday issues.
Everyday issues. And so I, from my youth, I've been prescribed high potency topical steroids for my eczema. I was prescribed Ativan to help with my anxiety. So the thing with the eczema and the anxiety, they are hand in hand. And it's the anxiety flares up the eczema. The eczema, I'm so riddled with anxiety that I'm scratching down to flesh on my skin. Well, wow. There came the strong steroids and the Ativan to calm me down. I spent from 10 to about 18 on that combination of up and down with Ativan and steroids, higher, to the point where the dermatologist said, hey, we got to back up with you because the steroid dose that you're topical is thinning out your skin. Okay. So these are things, right. But that was the treatment back then. So in between.
Well, let me ask you, before you go along there, did the dermatologist, did they associate the anxiety with the eczema? Did they diagnose that? Okay. Yes. So they got that right. But
they
it's
got
now
that right.
It's the treatment they need to go and find. So would they have considered cannabis as a natural treatment? So you talking about the fact that, you know, what they were giving you, no matter the dosage, it was creating an effect on your skin. So take me from there about, you know, what was, when they hit a brick wall, obviously, cannabis became the other solution. Talk to me about that.
Well, so in all honesty, they didn't hit a brick wall. I hit a brick wall. I got addicted to the Ativan to the point, this was in my late teens, that once it became clear that I was abusing the Ativan, because I was able to hide it from my parents and the prescribing doctor, because they were such tiny pills that at that age, I'm like, oh my God, it fell. You know, and people believed me.
Yeah.
But I was using the Ativan and at 16, 17, 18, up and down in mood swings, right? I know I had a pill. I went from Ativan to abusing Benadryl once they took that away. So you can't take someone off of a drug like that and expect them to soar, right? Because now I'm riddled with anxiety. The eczema is worse because I don't have my Ativan anymore. I had this experience. I'm just going to fast forward this story. To backtrack, as a child sitting in my home and sitting next to my pops who smoked, this was my first clue that there was something going on with cannabis that was beneficial. I didn't really comprehend it then, but I would take in the secondhand smoke and I become calm. Again, not really able to identify it until years later and connect the two when I begin as an adult consuming cannabis and notice, wow, I don't have that anxiety and my skin is clearing up. My biggest thing was my skin. Eczema is not nice to have, especially on darker skin, right?
Right.
So once I realized that there was something in this cannabis that was helping me, it was still illegal. I started to track that when I was able to get in contact with my plug, I had weeks and months of not having any exacerbations of eczema and my anxiety was at bay. But if I had months that I didn't see my plug, here we are again. I didn't connect this until I came to a cold stop in about 2000, 2001. I just took myself off of any and all prescribed and over-the-counter medications, everything. And instead, I took to my kitchen. I got into herbs. I got into ginger and garlic and really ridden my body of foods that may flare up my eczema. And I took up yoga and meditation, just gentle movements that will help me with my anxiety. This is where I was, because what I was doing for decades wasn't helping anymore. Cannabis was still illegal, but you know, you have your plug, and I learned how to savor the flower, for lack of better words,
right,
my medicine. And then you know, started buzzing California, Colorado. You can medical or adult, and it's always been my stance. I don't want a medical card because I don't use cannabis. I don't want this misconstrued. This is wellness. This has been preventative wellness for me. For me, there is a difference. So
you don't feel an addiction like you did with the Ativan
at all. at all. And I don't want to go to that dermatologist and have them judge me or try to keep me on the combo of, well, do that, but still do this. No, I wanted a clean slate so I can truly know what was working for me. The second stage of that was I need to get out to California, because what I need to do is educate myself and find out CBD was never heard of with the plug. He had weed. he had flowers, right? So coming out here and being exposed as a nurse to a grocery store full of products, from topicals, the edibles, the flowers, I found myself overwhelmed. And unfortunately, I didn't find the support that I needed, not because the intention wasn't there, it's because the knowledge base wasn't there. And I'm coming in as a middle-aged woman looking for relief from anxiety and eczema, and I have a well-meaning bud tender trying to sell me fireweed or the latest gummy and telling me to take 10 to 25 milligrams my first sitting. Well-meaning, but wrong, right? I just happened to have a knowledge base that told me completely, this is not the way to do this. This is wellness and it needs to be treated as such. So instead,
but that's also you make a great point there, because of the fact that there are those, if you're going to a dispensary, you go to a bud tender, they're going to look at you where if you're recreational and you're saying, well, you're an enthusiast, we're just going to give you something that's going to give you that real great high. In a medical sense, in a medical marijuana treatment center, they're going to give you a proper dose that's based on what's going to actually help your normality that you're trying to do and treat.
Exactly. And so there lies a big problem, right? Because in this world of adult usage, for many reasons, those who are using are not necessarily going to go that route of the medical, because A, they don't want to, they really don't, you know, healthcare is a tricky thing. And for many folks, myself included, you know, when you come from marginalized populations, the system is set up often not to care for you, but to experiment with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So many people don't go that route. And I support those people because I am that person. I'm not speaking or trying to share anything that I haven't lived through. We know that cannabis is not researched well. We know that we don't have definitive data on real research studies on eczema and anxiety. But all I can do is share my journey for the past couple of decades with the plant and my health and well-being, and how incorporating movement and stillness and plant-based nutrition along with cannabis can create a well-balanced life. That's what we talk about, that endocannabinoid system. You don't hear much about that on the medical side of things. And I want to change that in this wellness space, because that is what the cannabis is working with, our individual endocannabinoid systems to create harmony and balance. And if cannabinoids are used properly with education, that's what we can create. I am living proof that that can happen, because those are the steps that I've taken to change my outlook, my personal wellness outlook.
But also what's fascinating is that the career path you took based on your experience in that dermatologist's office and the experiences you've had on medications that made you feel addictive and, you know, was doing a lot to you. That's a fascinating story about the fact that you would go ahead and come in and you'd see the benefits of cannabis, and that led you to say, you know what, I need other people to go ahead and understand this and come in from the perspective of being a nurse that you understand what addiction is, you understand, you know, the diagnosis and the treatment because you've experienced it yourself, or at least you have an idea of what it is to experience whatever normalities that you need that cannabis can help with.
Exactly. And I want people to feel comfortable in making those decisions for their own well-being, because we don't right now. We rely heavily on, you know, medical. I'm a nurse, so the medical world is fabulous to me. It's necessary. But one thing I learned as being a nurse and caring for patients, I've always been a pediatric nurse, so I take care of the pediatric population. It's just how willingly, out of fear, out of not knowing, people bring themselves and their children in and dump them on us, like, figure it out. Great, that's what we're here for. But what folks need to understand, and it's very clear, we are practicing medicine. We are practicing medicine.
Right.
So we are practicing medicine. And those outcomes look different for everyone. So let's practice wellness, okay? It's less invasive. and it's not toxic if as prescribed medications can be. So let's start there and experiment with wellness, with things you can get in the grocery store, grow in your backyard. Here in California, we can grow up to 6 plants. Why are we not educating folks on how to grow 6 plants? And you don't have to consume them and smoke. Let's take that stigma away. Then we can grind these up, blend them up, and give you a nice topical. You can make some tea. All this is wellness, but we're not talking about that. But here we are, legalizing adult use across state to state to state. Great. Great. I'm all for it. But there is another population of us out here that are using the plant for wellness and know that other people would like to as well, but they don't have the proper guidance. There are no sustainable solutions from, and everyone in the industry has a role in this, from the cultivator to the CEO to the bud tender, the dispensary owner. There needs to be some collaboration, right? I often think a farmer, a great way to collaborate and reach back into your community, pair up with these dispensaries. If you are a farmer, have a simple tour. No one has to smoke anything, but maybe you're showing them how to grow. You're giving them a walking guide throughout your garden, your farm. So this, it's a stigma release, right? You make it more normal. You make it not so taboo. And you do that. Let's have some breathing in the garden. Smell nature, you know, little wellness. You know, so I'm always going to advocate for that. And I really want people to see that, know that if you say medical usage and adult usage, you cannot then behave as though they're one and the same, because they're not.
No, I believe it's absolutely two different areas. And that's two different markets to cater to.
And that's where, so, you know, that's where the industry is going. If people are paying attention, we are moving into the next frontier in this industry. And it is cannabis wellness, especially with the Delta 8 remaining legal. It would behoove folks to back it up, start with the hemp CBD to help destigmatize and educate, and then you can slowly and gradually bring folks into THC, perhaps then psilocybins, perhaps then psychedelics. But you can't start at psychedelics and expect novice non-users to jump in. We've got to be kind and gentle and really respect the plant the way she is to be respected. It is a wellness tool. Yes, it is a medical tool, but it is a tool for wellness that any one of us can grow legally in our states if they allow it. I want that to be very clear, that there is a difference.
Right. There's been a lot of talk about in various interviews how you are working on a book that's going to really go ahead and encompass your own experiences with cannabis and obviously what your thoughts and opinions when it comes to helping those be educated on it. Tell me how far you are in getting a book together, and, you know, when do you think there'd be kind of an anticipated manuscript that you have ready to go ahead and see if it's reviewed and published and you can put it out to the market?
Yes. So book writing. It's a wonderful trip to take. It really is. And what I find is the more I learn and the more I go, I'm going back and editing and really thinking about my audience that I want to hit this with, right? And from a wellness standpoint, there is a whole wellness population of practitioners out there, reiki, massage, yoga, meditation, who, just like in cannabis, you know, I feel like I need the cannabis industry to accept wellness, and I need the wellness industry to accept cannabis, and we can bridge together and create something beautiful. So my book is just that, from a wellness standpoint. If your sister is going to yoga every week, but she has this knee pain that is just nagging, wouldn't it be great if that teacher had a little bit of knowledge about, hey, I use plant medicines, or I've used CBD for this, or have a speaker come in and talk to your teachers and front staff and educate that way. We have to be in our communities where the yoga studio is right here and the dispensary is right next door, and we're leaving yoga class to go buy cannabis, but really not the great knowledge of, why am I buying this? Am I just getting high, or is this kind of helping with my pain, but it could be better? But you never know, because you just have the money to buy products. So that's what you do.
Also make a mention about Wellness with Tony, which, if you're looking for the YouTube page, it's at Tony, T-O-N-I, on YouTube. You can find all of our past episodes there. And when it comes to that program, you know, you engage the audience with interviews, storytelling, your personal journeys, and other personal journeys in the transformative power of cannabis and wellness. So talk a little bit about the show and what's, you know, what you've already featured so far and what you're looking to go to feature going up, coming up.
Thank you. So this is my baby, right? We're on our second season, and I hosted a show back when I lived in Chicago, and it was Creating a Healthier Self along the same lines, minus the cannabis. Mm-hmm. So here, what my vision was is to have this wellness show that it's not only about cannabis. When folks watch the episodes that are listed, you will see it's a wellness spectrum. I have folks in the industry and out of the industry sharing their stories. I had a cultivator on. I had a Reiki teacher on. And then folks in the business just really sharing wellness, their story of wellness, if it includes cannabis, how that journey began. And if it didn't include cannabis, how that journey began and where they are on that journey. Because what I find is that a lot of those folks that are on this natural wellness path are very kind of curious. And that's why they are our biggest seekers on Google.
Oh, great. Exactly. So it's wonderful that you have this put together. There's a lot of ways to get access to you. If there's one place, besides, I guess, of this YouTube channel, any of the places that you want people to go ahead and follow along with your journey and your story and follow on who you're talking to out there, obviously you have the speaking engagements, you have the book upcoming, you have your podcast. What other places can people go ahead and follow along with your story?
I'm one of those people that I love social media. So you will find me on Instagram and you will find me on TikTok. And I give valuable information. I'm not just up there, but you want to learn about certain plants I plant on, like lavender and mint and cannabinoids and aloe. I have a garden out back that I share on Instagram, quick videos, quick recipes, and on TikTok. TikTok's a little bit more fun, so I'm a little bit more fun up there, but it's a little bit of me everywhere, really emphasizing the plant as a whole and professionally and being silly and nutritionally. So Instagram, Linktree is a great place to find me. And on my Linktree, you don't have to go any searching. All of the 30 shows that I've done are there and other webinars that I've participated in, if you'd like to see me from that standpoint. So nutrition and on Instagram, professional on LinkedIn, and TikTok is just for super silly and fun. And it's all Tony. It's just Tony.
All right. Thank you again, Tony, for being all this. Really appreciate you taking time out. And thanks for joining us here on High on Healthy.
Thank you for having me.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.